defend from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets hailing the glorious song. Play it, sing.
Fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill and of good conscience, this is Radio Biafra live presentation on this day, the morning of 1st of September 2016. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to be alive up to this moment, and we thank Him for ushering us in into another month, that month that He has made. We ask Him to go in His mighty valor to protecting the entire family of Biafrans and friends of Biafra from around the world. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu, all Biafrans held in secret cells across the zoo called Nigeria, that He will envelop them with His presence, with His protection, that the evil ones will have no upper hand against Him. We are not forgetting our injured, those who are still at the hospital, those who are at their various localities, their various homes. May the blessings of God Almighty Himself never depart from them. We ask You, God Almighty, not to forget their promises to us, the promises that You made to Your people, that You will never forget us, nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in Your name that You do for us. Now is the time for You to redeem Your promises to us. Move in Your mighty valor. Contend with those who contend with Dalida Nnamdi Kanu and the entire IPAB family members around the world. Fight against those who fight against us. Grant us the true victory before them and against them. Liberate the land of Biafra, emancipate the people of Biafra, that on that land we will stand forever to praise you, to the admiration, to the acknowledgement of our enemies and the rest of humanity. To this we say amen and amen. My name is Richard Mefor. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra from our Abatete, Abatete Sindemi Biafra land. We are here once again this morning to say the way it is, to profess, to proclaim the gospel of the restoration of Biafra. I am principally here to deputize for the leader of this global family of Biafrans, Nnamdi Kanu, the man who has given it all, who has sacrificed everything, including his comfort and that of his family, to making sure that the interests of his own people are protected at all times. Such a man must be stood with. We must stand up shoulder to shoulder with him, supporting him to the hilt until victory is achieved. As a matter of protocol, we are on the internet, we are on satellite platforms, we are on FM relay stations. Across Biafra land, we are also on a mobile phone technology called Call to Listen. With this, you need credit in your phone and you need numbers for Biafra land, for United States of America, and for United Kingdom. If you do, you will be listening to this live broadcast. We are also on our mobile app. Radio Biafra app is everywhere on the internet. Download it on your mobile devices. That's another veritable source of listening to Radio Biafra. The shortwave platform will not be on this morning because it is only for 3 hours in the evening from 7 to 10 p.m. Therefore, disregard listening via a shortwave platform. We must intensify on our Twitter campaign because times are different. The enemies are still gathering. They are still not resting. But we are also determined to indeed expose them. As long as they continue, no matter how hard they are coming against us, we must continue to resist them. We must continue to indeed propagate this good news of Biafra and not forgetting exposing them to the frontiers of the international system. We must, as a matter of fact, make veritable use of various sources of the platforms that enable us to do this. Our Twitter campaign, as we always say, will always be one of it. The Vanguard newspaper being used by Muhammad Buhari must be crushed to the background. They must be chased out of existence. If not for anything from Biafra land, we are by this asking every IPOB family member, all friends of Biafra, if you know that you are actually a hardcore family of this global family of Biafrans, you must stand up, you must go to your Twitter, you must go to your Facebook, you must use other social network platforms to indeed send this unmistakable signal to Vanguard and Supa and disseminate their atrocities to the entire world. The MTN we crushed to the background. We exposed them because they are being used as another intelligence platform for the DSS for Muhammad Buhari. They collect people's data and they forward it to Muhammad Buhari and his moderate security agents. This time around, Muhammad Buhari has come from another front to try to create IPOB on pages of newspaper and on the internet. And we are saying that we will crush him and his agents. This time around, Vanguard newspaper must not be spared. As you are listening, this is a live broadcast. If you go to any newspaper stand and you see Vanguard newspaper, tell the vendors to stop selling those Vanguard newspapers or those newspapers will be destroyed. It's as simple as that. We are not here to continue to massage the ego of some unscrupulous individuals who are out there to destroy us, who are daily urinating on the graves of our ancient and gallant heroes and heroines of Biafra who have paid the ultimate price that we have freedom. We are not here spending everything we have to make sure that the world hears us. We are not here to commercialize this platform. This platform is not for money making. It is not for commercialization. It is not for merchandise. Therefore, Biafra Restoration Project is not for sale. We must tell them how serious we are. We are still urging all those people who know certain individuals, prominent members of the society that were named as part of this nefarious group, as part of Muhammad Buhari's re-IPOB, because he is desperate to do everything he can, but he is dancing his final journey to abyss. We are asking our people, if you know all these people whose names were mentioned as part of the negotiating team for this non-existent group, but we know these are Muhammad Buhari's people, tell them to rebut, tell them to indeed put a disclaimer to their association with that evil group. Of course, they are not existing, but these are people who are attached to Muhammad Buhari. They are well oiled, but we are going to cross them. We tell them that money is not everything. Tell them to dissociate themselves from that group, because we are coming and we are going to expose them for whom they are if they do not do so. If your name is on the list of this fake, evil, and non-ingenious group called Re-IPOB, or whatever they call themselves, of course, from Muhammad Buhari, they are nowhere to be found in real sense of the word. They are all writing from the comfort of their rooms, but it doesn't matter if your name is associated with that group. You better do your people a very good service by dissociating yourself from it, because we will go against you because you are an enemy of Biafra. And when we start, do not say that we are insulting you. If you are not for Biafra, if you don't like Biafra, simply go and rest. But if you do not like Biafra and you invest your resources, you take out your time to constitute an obstacle to Biafra restoration, then we will put you where you belong. You remain an enemy. We are asking all IPOB family members, all friends of Biafra, to tell these people once again, those people, those names listed as part of negotiating team for this non-existent and faceless group attached to Muhammad Buhari, tell them to dissociate themselves from that group, because we are going to come for them. We are going to expose them for what they are or for whom they are. And when that time starts, when that time comes, and very soon and imminent, next couple of hours, they will understand that we are not joking. As we speak, Vanguard Newspaper is being circulated everywhere. We are not doing enough. You are not doing enough, my brothers. We are not doing enough, I must say. Go out and disseminate this information. Send these messages around. Do not buy Vanguard Newspaper if you are in Biafra land. Even if you are not in Biafra land, do not sell. Do not buy. Do not read. Somebody came on radio yesterday telling us about what is written on Vanguard Newspaper. That is to say, that person is either not listening or that he has a purpose for saying that. And we are saying that we will not entertain any kind of thing anymore. We have not done enough. Vanguard Newspaper should not be seen on the stand of any newspaper stand in Eastern region, anywhere in Eastern region, in Biafraland. Vendors who are selling Vanga newspaper in Biafraland are enemies of Biafra. They are enemies of Biafra and Biafrans, and should be seen as such. Tell the vendors to stop selling Vanga newspaper in Biafraland. Tell them to start selling it. And when we are saying this, we mean what we are saying. Vendors selling Vanga newspaper, stop selling it, because you are making yourself our enemy, the enemy of Biafrans. You are helping to urinate on the graves of our innocent gallant heroes and heroines, massacred by Muhammad Buhari, slaughtered like animals by Muhammad Buhari and his agents. Do not associate yourself with this evil group, because abomination is an abomination. The number to call when our lines are open is +44 7405 96146, +44 7405 96146. We are also on Skype, and that Skype ID remains Radio Biafra 6, Radio Biafra all one word, and the number 6 in front of it. We'll be back in a minute.
Sunana
This is still Radio Biafra live presentation. We are live. We are direct. Time now is 8:30 a.m. here in London and the same 8:30 a.m. in Biafra land. There is confusion in the corridor of power and we must sustain the pressure. When you are listening to Radio Biafra, when they are indeed telling you that, oh, Biafrans are nothing, they are miscreants, know that something is happening in the then in the kingdom of darkness. There is something huge development in the kingdom of darkness. There is confusion everywhere. They are speaking in different languages and there is panic in Asorok. I can tell you and do not underestimate what we are doing. That is why you must come out. That is why you must intensify effort. That is why you must continue with what you are doing. That is why you must not listen to anyone. We are setting the agenda and they are following it. And I tell you, Muhammad Buhari and his handlers are panicking because Biafrans are not relenting. We are not giving any way. We are not giving them any way. We must continue to move every inch of the way. We must continue to close the gap. We must continue to set this agenda. They must be following us because we are the people of God. There is no connection between darkness and light. We are sent. They are not sent. We are gathering in the name of the Most High God Almighty, Chukwukika Biama. But they are not doing so in their own various, nefarious, and evil enclaves. That is why they are going to continue to have multiple accidents. The attempted assassination on the life of our leader Nnamdi Kanu, and the attempted assassination on the life of our brother Asare Dokubo in the last few days are just a pointer to what we are telling you here. If anybody is in doubt as per what Radio Biafra and Biafrans are doing, indigenous people of Biafra are doing, then that person should go and try elsewhere and see what Muhammad Buhari will do to them. There is no more time left for us. We must cement the bond between our brothers in the upland and those in the rural area. That is why Muhammad Buhari has been desperate. They want to create fake groups everywhere. They want to create enmity among us so that we will start fighting ourselves and then they will be enjoying themselves. He has failed. That tactic was used by the Yorubas and the Hausas in the past, and it worked for them. This time around, we will not let them have their way. We will indeed help them to discredit themselves further. We will help them to kill themselves further. We will help them to indeed expose themselves. There is no South-South. There is no South-East. Of course, there are some unscrupulous elements that will be telling you, oh, don't listen to them. These people do not belong to us. They don't count. They don't exist. We only need a very tiny amount of effort. We only need very few individuals. Just like our leader Nnamdi Kanu said, Biafra will be restored by 100 men. That is a prophecy. This is what is happening now. The time has come. It doesn't matter how many people who are against you, as long as you stand on the truth, as long as you seek that truth to profess it, to protecting it, they will all be scampering for safety. Truth is the key. This platform, Biafra, remains a two-edged sword. It stands for that truth. It stands for freedom. It stands for justice. And anybody who is on this platform is already on the path of victory. And there is no way we can explain it away. There is no other way we can explain it. Come, if you are a man of integrity, if you are a woman of integrity, if you love justice, if you are seeking the truth, if you are against injustice, this is your platform. If you are for the truth, this is your platform. If you are against any form of marginalization, subjugation to slavery and servitude in the contraption called Nigerian in fight elsewhere, this is your platform. This is an embodiment of truth. This is a beacon of hope for all those who cannot speak for themselves. Not only Biafrans, I must say. All indigenous populations being subjected to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment, you have hope on the platform of Biafra, because Biafra stands for total liberation from that shackle of oppression, of shackles of injustice, servitude and marginalization. More importantly, our people must re-energize themselves. They must reapply themselves toward this noble cause for the restoration of Biafra. We are here to say the way it is. And as I said before, Muhammad Buhari and his men and his handlers are in panic mode. There is disquiet. There is tension in Asorok. And we are not relenting. The temple must be sustained. There is nothing anybody can tell us. Nobody can write any agenda for us. We will continue to direct. We will continue to indeed show the way, and they will be following. This is once again your platform, and it's a live broadcast, and we are welcoming you once again to this unprecedented program. The time now is 23 minutes to 9 a.m. here in London, and the same 23 minutes to 9 a.m. in Biafra land. This is once again your platform. The Twitter campaign must be sustained. The Twitter campaign is doing us a lot of good. It is not a minus to us. We must continue. We must sustain it, because without it, we are nowhere. That is why everyone, if you call yourself a Biafran, if you call yourself a hardcore, if you call yourself a man, woman of justice and of good conscience, you must go on your Twitter to continue to tweet all the atrocities being committed against the Biafran people. send it to the frontiers of the international system, send it to important but principal political players in your countries of residence, target the heads of states and government of your countries of residence, target international human rights communities, target international media organizations, because if you do this, if you sustain it, if you sustain this, the message will be everywhere, and indeed they are listening. Muhammad Buhari is now using the state apparatus in the zoo called Nigeria, of course, made possible by the money they looted from Biafra land to sponsor terrorism. What we are telling you now is a situation where it is no longer some individuals, non-state actors, coming out from the bush, killing human beings, targeting important government institutions to destroy in order to indeed prove that they have some political cause and grievances. No, it is no longer the case. It is now a case of a sitting president. It is now a case of some unscrupulous individuals in government sponsoring terrorism against innocent people, against their fellow citizens. That is the order of the day for now. That is vindictiveness in highest order. That is executive gangsterism. That is presidential gangsterism. And there is no reason that somebody like Muhammad Buhari or anyone else should be embarking on that evil conduct. Muhammad Buhari is now, instead of using the state resources, the resources made available to the state to cater for the well-being of ordinary people and citizenry in the contraption called Nigeria, he is using that resources instead. He is not paying civil servants. Everywhere there is hunger, everywhere there is mourning, there is wailing, and they tell you that money is not available, that Jonathan siphoned the whole of the money in the treasury. It is all lies. Muhammad Buhari is using the resources left for the running of the state, for payment of civil servants, for payment of important government social services, to sponsor terrorism. They are now using MEND, Movement for the Emancipation of Niger Delta, a certified terrorist organization that bombed the United Nations office in 2010, 2011, I think. They are now resurrecting them. They are using them against Biafrans. Muhammad Buhari has penchant for sponsoring terrorism. This warning was given way ahead of time, before he circumvented the electoral process, before he was helped to power through the back door. And today, what is happening? The ominous sign in the horizon is staring all of us in the face. Muhammad Buhari has penchant for sponsoring violence, for sponsoring terrorism, and today he is using MEND, a spent force, a moribund terrorist organization that bombed the United Nations office in Abuja, that killed so many people, that maimed so many people, that have sent a lot of people to their abyss, that have maimed people forever. Muhammad Buhari is indeed happy to be associated with those organizations that are killing and maiming everybody. Therefore, what else can you say? He is a terrorist in power. He is using Boko Haram terrorists to try to cajole the international community, international aid donors, to attract sympathy, to attract donor and aid funds for him. I should say aids, both financially and otherwise. He has used this money, they have diverted them to resettling Boko Haram terrorists. He said that he was going to fight Boko Haram terrorists, but nobody should take him any serious. This was predicted and everybody was giving a deaf ear to it. Muhammad Buhari today will tell you that he has fought Boko Haram terrorists to a standstill. But indeed, he didn't fight anybody. He rather relocated them. He resettled them. Some of them were army officers before, but today they have been reabsorbed into the army. They have been reabsorbed into Nigerian army, Nigerian police, customs, immigration, and other security agencies. Those who were not in the army before but fought for Muhammad Buhari and his kinsmen are now also into the army and different security agencies and paramilitary organizations. The others are now into agriculture, animal husbandry. They are rearing cattle and they call themselves herdsmen. They are now invading communities. They are invading vulnerable indigenous populations, slaughtering human beings like animals for no just cause, other than that they hate those people who do not come from where they come from, who do not worship the way they worship, who do not indeed have any connection with them. It is about shared hatred. It is about a gradual process but determined way of introducing Sharia law everywhere in the contraption called Nigeria. Islamization agenda, I must say. Muhammad Buhari is not satisfied at that. He is not satisfied with that. He's not done. He has gone a step further. He has gone to providing security for these terrorists as well. In other words, you have a security layer backing them. He has provided security for them, and he cleverly called it security for countering cattle rustlers. But this is a lie from the pit of hell. These terrorists invade communities. They have invaded some communities in Kogi, in Benue. They are now in Biafra land, killing, maiming, destroying innocent lives, spilling the blood of innocent indigenous populations. And Muhammad Buhari, you know what? To show you that he is bent on achieving his aim and that he is conscious of what is happening, Muhammad Buhari has not deemed it any fit and necessary to address the nation, to address the zoo called Nigeria and her citizens about the continued mayhem, the continued killing, spilling of innocent blood by these terrorists, simply because these are official sponsorship of government, simply because these people come from Nigerian state. They came from Muhammad Buhari. He knows about them. The state is sponsoring them. And he doesn't care. The other time that they slaughtered hundreds of people in Biafra land, in Enugu, in Agatu, precisely, the 19 northern states governors came out to support these terrorists, and nobody dared say anything. Nobody dared say anything, I must say. Nobody said anything. Only the governor of Ekiti State, Ayodele Fayose, and Kani Fayode, these were the two men that came out boldly to challenge these people. Nobody from Biafra land said anything. It was after several months that they started making indirect comment to it. And we say too little, too late. What we are saying here is that the herdsmen, in quotes, that invades our communities are terrorists. They are actually Boko Haram terrorists, sponsored by Muhammad Buhari. When we talk about a state sponsoring terrorism, you know what we mean. There is danger everywhere because these terrorists are backed, they are supported, they are sponsored with state funds. Muhammad Buhari is neck deep in it. The northern state governors are all complicit in all this. They know what is going on. The worst aspect of it is that the United States government is supporting Muhammad Buhari up until this moment. The worst aspect of it is that the British government is also supporting Muhammad Buhari. And the question is, what are their interests? It is still an extension of the colonial conquest mentality. They are looking for the oil. They want the resources that come from Biafra land, but not interested in well-being of the people. Just like Professor Odenigbo will say, of the blessed memory, may God Almighty continue to protect the family he left behind, and may his soul continue to rest in perfect peace until we all meet to part no more. Professor, late Professor Innocent Odenigbo captured it, that these people, we are only interested in the resources that come from Biafra land, but not in the well-being of the people of diverse cultures that inhabit the land. Nothing can be further from the truth. Nobody can actually dispute that. Muhammad Buhari has come, having slaughtered, having presided over the decimation of a cross-section of Biafran people in the 1960s. He is not yet done. In this present dispensation, he is determined to complete the nefarious and devilish job, the genocidal orgy of violence that he started in that 1960. He is determined to finish with clinical finesse this time around. And the unfortunate and dangerous aspect of it is that he is being backed by the United States government, led by Barack Obama. He was being and is still being supported by the British government. David Cameron, who has now resigned, gave open support to a terrorist who is now terrorizing everybody in the contraption called Nigeria, Muhammad Buhari. Barack Obama made a direct appeal for the terrorist to be elected, to be in fact allowed into power. He circumvented the electoral process. They chased Jonathan away. Muhammad Buhari even openly said and acknowledged it, that with the help of United States government and the British government, that they prevailed upon Jonathan, which enabled him to come through the back door. Today, a lot of things are happening. Everybody is seeing it. Even those who clap for Muhammad Buhari, even those in his camp, are also grumbling. Because, you know, there is no way you can commit evil. There is no way you can shed blood. There is no way you can go against the law of nature and then somehow think that you can go scot-free. It is nemesis this time around. There is panic. There is, I must tell you, confusion in the corridor of power, in the den of the evil one. And we are not relenting. We must sustain this pressure. Muhammad Buhari went after Ali Nnamdi Kanu as if it was not enough for him. He went after killing, maiming, spilling of blood, Biafran blood. Today, he wants to turn Biafran land into a theater of war. That is what he is doing at this moment. He is paying, bribing unscrupulous elements from Biafran land, who are hungry, who are out there, who don't have consciences, to indeed go against hapless individuals who are not combatant in nature, but civilians. Everybody is bearing the brunt. Now is the time for all of us to come together. Do not accept the attack that they are giving you, that you are from South, you are from Southeast. Now is the time for us to come on the platform of Biafra and liberate our land and emancipate our people. Whatever happens afterwards is all left for us. The most important thing is that the land of Biafra will be liberated. And their people and the people of Biafra will take decision on what happens to their future. This is once again your platform, and God Almighty is in charge. Now begin to take call. This is Radio Biafra presentation. The number to call is 447-405-9614. Can you hear me? Call out on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning from here. Welcome to the program. Thank you very much. Welcome to the program.
I'm very happy to join this program for you to keep my number this morning. I have signed this number for the longest time. I couldn't get it. I'm very happy to pick my number this morning.
Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
I want to thank you for the good work you're doing for us all this time. I want to thank all the principal officers. We better say, maybe all of them, the people here, Iranian, all of them. I want to thank you for the good work they are doing for us. I want to say the Chukukabiana, may their health, may their blessed, bless them abundantly. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. You say? God bless you. This is Radio Biafra presentation. We are moving forward, and this is a live broadcast on this day, the 1st of September 2016. We are live, as I said. We are direct. God Almighty is always in charge. On a day, we continue to expose the murderous regime of Muhammad Buhari, the man who came to power through the back door. He circumvented the electoral process. Now, he is sponsoring terrorism using state funds. He is sponsoring terrorism against innocent and helpless indigenous populations. The world must know about it. If you are not yet on your Twitter platform, if you are not yet on Facebook, if you are not yet on your social network platform, please do. We must continue to tell the world who Muhammad Buhari is. The evidence abound. Nobody can fault us. We have every information. We are giving you verified and with a lot of evidence that support them. There is no other way we can say this. If you think we are joking, then go and do your research. This is a platform dedicated for the truth, for the pursuance of justice, for the pursuance of freedom of all those who are still under shackles of oppression, shackles of injustice, shackles of marginalization. Wherever you are found, if you are for justice, this platform is for you. If you are for the truth, this platform is for you. If you are free, if you are for freedom, this platform is for you. Vanguard newspaper can no longer be in existence, especially in Biafraland. If you see any vendor selling Vanguard newspaper, warn that vendor to discard Vanguard newspaper, because very soon they will be taken as enemies. It's as simple as that. Vanguard newspaper is being officially used by Muhammad Buhari to create mayhem, to create division in Biafraland, to cause communal war of unparalleled proportion. We will not allow it. And as we speak, Vanguard newspaper is now a taboo in Biafraland. Do not buy, do not read, do not sell. It's as simple as that. If you are going on the street and if you come to any newspaper stand and you see Vanguard newspaper, warn that vendor to stop selling it, because very soon they will. In fact, they are officially enemies. We are making this announcement to everyone. We are making this announcement as an advanced warning, because they may say, oh, we don't know about it, we didn't hear about it. We are now taking time to letting you know about what is going to happen, because Vanguard newspaper is being used to declare war on innocent and hapless indigenous populations in Biafraland, and we cannot allow it. They are officially the enemy of Biafrans. This is a tool being used by the oppressor, by the terrorists in power, Muhammad Buhari, to perpetuate all manner of injustice, to perpetuate all manner of crime against humanity and crime against peace, against our people. The DSS must be made to understand that they are already a spent force. These are an intelligence and security organization now being used by the Northern Hausa Fulanis to perpetuate genocide, to perpetuate crime against humanity, against indigenous populations of their choice. And we are determined to stop them. It doesn't matter the amount of intimidation they come with. It doesn't matter the amount of armory, weapons at their disposal. We stand for the truth, and that truth will destroy them. You do not have any cause to be afraid as long as you stand for the truth. We are a rare breed of Biafrans. They thought that they would come and bribe us. We are making it abundantly clear once again that this platform is not for sale. This platform is not for political jobbers and political contractors. Biafra Restoration Project cannot be traded away. Biafra Restoration Project cannot be monetized. This is a very direct warning to all those who are still mushrooming about, masquerading themselves as saviors of the people. We will not accept them. There is no way politicians will be accepted on this platform. There is no way political jobbers and contractors can be accepted on this platform. We are sent on this improbable mission and journey for a purpose: to stand for those who cannot speak for themselves, to ensure that freedom and justice reign supreme in our societies. That is why Ali Danlami Kanu is in detention. That is why Muhammad Buhari is subjecting him to all manner of prohibited torture techniques, psychological torture of unparalleled proportion. That is why other Biafrans are being molested, are being tortured, are being held in secret cells and prisons across the zoo called Nigeria. We are determined to challenge them and to take them head on. We will destroy them with the truth, just like Adnan and Kanu will always say. If you are up for that game, now is the time. If you are one of those who say that you are for Nnamdi Kanu, that you are indeed standing by his side, by his front, by his back, now is the time. Step up. It is a very simple process. You don't need to spend any much energy. Use the social network platforms you are on and disseminate this information, the gospel of Biafra Resolution, especially the atrocities being committed against the Biafran people by Muhammad Buhari. They are hiding it, but we are determined to expose it. Can you hear me? The next call on the phone.
Good morning,
welcome to the program.
This is the result, and congratulating you for what you are doing for your family. I so much you can be more blessed.
Bless you too. We are in this together, my brother. Go ahead.
I know, but you are trying. In fact, only God can bless you. I want to ask. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
I want to ask, there is news that I hope that Daily Talk brings the news this morning. That
can you speak up? Who? News that what happened?
I said the Daily Sun brings the news.
Yes.
That carried the news.
Yes.
Yeah, that the headman blocked the road in Akwa Ibom.
Right. Well, I cannot confirm that, but we know that officially, Biafraland is under siege. These people you are calling headsmen are not headsmen.
Yes.
These are terrorists sponsored by Muhammad Buhari. The truth must be said. These are Boko Haram terrorists. There is noise in the background where you are.
Hey, yeah. My credit has finished. I will call later, yeah?
Right, so thank you very much. Thank you, God bless. This is Radio Biafra presentation. Our brother is saying that there is a news item on Sunny Super saying that headsmen blocked the road to Akwa Ibom, and we are not doubting it because they are everywhere. And this was indeed prophesied, this was indeed given as an advance warning, and now it is telling us in the face. Can you hear me? The next call on the phone. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? They don't want to talk. Next caller, can you hear me? Let's go to WhatsApp and see what is going on there. Can you hear me? Good morning, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, hello, good morning, welcome to the program. Good morning from here.
Hello?
Yes, speaking. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I can hear you. It appears you are listening to the radio. Right, thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. One thing I want to let you know is that some concept, you know that the site is where this Muslim used to destroy our people, and even when you go back to 22 AD, you will find out that this is the niche where they destroyed the Arab Jews. Use so many sites by putting so many people in confusion. Divide and rule is one of their sites. I am very happy to have you people this morning. Please. And I'm thanking every IPOB member worldwide. And because God really selected you people, one after the other, to do this very job. Keep it on and go ahead. I believe God is with you people. No matter what is happening, tomorrow will be better. Thank you. And thank you. I will call you again because I don't have enough credit.
Right, thank you very much. You are calling from where? Where again? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aba. I'm calling from Aba.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live Edition. We are moving forward. Caller on WhatsApp, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning from here. I was telling you to wait because I was not talking to you at the time you were talking. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Uche, thank you. Now I can now tell, honestly, I don't know. My name is Desmond Chukwuka. I'm calling from East Africa as well.
Thank you very
much. I'm happy. Yeah, thank you. Happy for you to pick my call because I know the line is always crazy. Uche, yes, I really want to say something, and I pray, I hope you will just give me a bit time, you know, to talk to British people because, you know, this predicament that I find ourselves into are made up, you know, set up by British. I really need to talk to them because we all know, and as well speak that every black race on this planet that has, you know, one thing in common to do with, you know, have happened to find himself or herself in UK, where you guys are now, and then and happen to get their, you know, British passport, their citizenship, you know, thinking that being a British, you know, is a kind of, you know, ticket to the heaven. I really want to address that because the case of our director now is an example to all of us blacks. You know, I wouldn't want to use the word racism, but that's exactly what it is. Because we Biafrans, we travel. We do travel. God indeed scattered us all over the world. And we meet beings and spirits on our way. In every aspect of life, we meet white, we meet, you know, all natures of color, you know, in human, whatever, whatever. I know so many British. I know so many British that are being caught in drug trafficking, both female, male. But I'm telling you, Uche, let the world hear me out. Do you know that British government will maneuver their way to repatriate those people back to Britain to come and serve? Why? Why is it that Nnamdi Kanu, a man that has clean record, a man that also contributes and pay taxes in Britain, a freedom fighter, a man if that even known in his place in UK that his the records is clean, why are they still allowed him in the colleague of Muhammad Buhari? The Daura that has no, a man that doesn't think like human being, I'm an animal. Why is it? I'm talking to Britain now. You people are so evil. You people have just confirmed everything our director told us about you people. He's not hidden. He's not hidden. It's everywhere that you people are gatekeepers of Lucifer. At some point, our deputy will always say that British people, they are individual in persons, are good people. Oh, yes. But they are the one benefiting from the blood of our people. So now I'm saying it. If there is any British man, woman, a boy, a girl, that you knew that your father or your mother, or whomever you knew that has something to do with British government, ask him or her questions. Why can't our leader be repatriated to Britain? Our leader has told everybody, obviously he's never in Nigeria, he cannot be. It's by opposing that on him that today he can now say he has two passports that will enable him to cross over and go to where he belongs, to Biafra land. And now the Muhammad Buhari took him, getting to 1 year, kidnapped him, British government never show up. They never do anything. All they keep saying is they want, they really want to continue to keep what? Keep what? They are out of EU. Do anybody die? The EU said that British will not go. Then why our case is different? And now Nnamdi Kanu, a man that has a clear record. Britain, you know, you most of you people living there, you know what I'm saying. Some of them, they are citizens because they are white. They are being caught in drug trafficking all over the world. But the British government will lobby and maneuver their way and repatriate them back to Britain. Why our leader case is different? A man that does nothing, it shall never go away with Britain. We are watching. It will not happen behind me. Honestly, God will do it that in this life, a Britain will be a gardener in Biafra land. You people are so evil. You people, the world are watching you people. Why is it that you cannot come out and have an argument? Because there are journalists, there are people saying the truth. You know about it and you kept quiet because of your evil, because you enjoy seeing us dying, and then you will be stealing what God has blessed us with. And you think that all of us are daft. No, we are not. We don't even have. It's just that you people managed to deceive our fathers of old. And then without their concept, and put us into this mess that we are suffering today. It shall never go well with you people. And honestly, I'm talking to every British citizen. I'm talking to indigenous of Britain. I'm not talking to the blacks that have their way in Britain, and then one thing or the other, one thing leads to the other, and they become a British citizen. Because if you find yourself in any problem, Britain will not come out, because they have known, they knew that you people are not Britain. You people are there to support their government, to make sure that you pay tax. Because always when you're in Britain, you pay tax. You must, that's for sure. So that is the reason why they left our director, a man that has clear record, a man that the Zoo government, the Dullard, could not be able to produce evidence against him. The judiciary, the magistrate court acquit him unconditionally. If I don't hear English, this is the word, their own language they taught us. Acquit this man unconditionally, acquit him and discharge him. And the Dullard took him back again. Britain kept quiet. And then the High Court does the same thing. Buhari still, you know, going around trying to see if he cannot see anything, because Nnamdi Kanu is whiter than white. He brags about that because he is a child of heaven. And the British kept quiet. It shall never go away with them. Honestly, I wish they knew what is about to befall on them. For them to get out of EU, they think it's their plan. They think it's their wish. When that problem, when that has been cooked already, the nature, the how do you put it? You say the karma start falling on them. It will be too late for them to recover. It is because we are peaceful people. It is now better that you people rethink. Call Muhammadu Buhari, the Dullard of Daura, your puppet, to order and repatriate Nnamdi Kanu. We are not even asking for referendum, but if you people choose to go by referendum, we will still go. I'm promising you people, no single Biafra will vote to remain in Nigeria, because Nigeria is a semi-hellfire. It's a hellfire that you people, Britain, have put up, and it has keep killing our people. But now this generation has refused that, because God has choose to put us back to the land where he has decided that we will occupy to serve him. We are not bad people. We are not bad people. You people over there knew what we are saying. Go and repatriate Nnamdi Kanu. The judiciary, the magistrate court has discharged him. We are not talking of bail. What do you mean by bail? We are talking of the magistrate court say acquit, discharge unconditionally. The High Court says the same thing. And what are you people telling us? Do you people think we are fools? We are not fools. Go and repatriate our leader, so that the wrath of God that will hit, because definitely it will come to pass. You know, God is not a man. God will not say, I wanted to do. When God wants to do anything, he does it. and he has decided that British will suffer. We are waiting. It will happen in my own generation, honestly. I felt so terrible. Whenever I remember those people that are being repatriated back to England, to Britain, they are caught in drug trafficking. Most of them are in Asia. They were supposed to be hanged and killed, but British government maneuvered their way and took them back to UK. And then look at Emma. He has been paying tax. He has a clean record because he said enough is enough, not by violence. The written document that evil put down without the concept of our fathers has expired, and now is our time to go. We have been telling you people, talk to the people that you have put us together with. Now you want us to unleash, to begin to do things that is not of our attitude. You people will suffer of it. Uche, I thank you, my brother. I thank you. It's just that whenever I remember our directors, you know, the utterances, the good messages he has said, I begin to cry. He told us that Britain, they are gatekeepers of... Let them come and justify that they are not. They are gatekeepers of Lucifer. They are evil. They derive joy in people's suffering and blood of people. They build their country in the blood of we, Africans, mostly Biafrans. It shall never go well with them. Uche, thank you. I really want to remind you of this. There is this brother that called day before yesterday at night. They called from Abba, I think their family, that their father even spoke with you. Their father said that, you know, the son said that the father... We are among the people that never believed in Biafra thing, but now he is the one that carried it on his head because he has known that the future is bright and this is truth and nothing but the truth that Nandekano is a godsend to us. And later his younger brother, that the line letter went off and then he called you back. He suggested something. I think that thing should be, our people should, you know, should try that because it will really work. You know, we take this into their doorstep. We let's play this game with them, because I'm telling you, the zoo has fallen down flat. Like, I don't know if you remember, he said that there are programs in the various TV stations in that zoo that people calls to contribute. It's high time that Biafrans will also call that program. When you call the program, you tell them you called because you are so fanatical about your nation, Biafra. You called because Biafra, it's time to leave. You call. So by the time they caught the first person that call and say for the Biafra, the second call will come in Biafra. The third call will come in Biafra. And then they will close the program. You understand me? I think Biafrans that listen, because you know most of us, it's not everybody, if that are being repeated and then put it out on Biafrans, we can do much more than that. Honestly. Because we had to work now and do everything that we can do in our own. Yes, Biafra restoration is of the Lord. We will only do as his children here, you know, the ones that he has allowed to be, you know, to use, you know, for this journey. We do our own part. Uche, thank you very much, my brother. I just want to bless God because honestly, I've come to believe what Nandekano said about you. You know, there was a time our director tried to tell whom you are. Like I never forget that he said, "Uche Mofo of every people, that you are the only one that when everybody has you know fall by the wayside, Uche Mofo said that this Biafra we must get move on because the oath has been taken." That day I remember the message. If you can still, I don't know the time the date. You can play it. People will listen because the director said he wants. One time slept in a car, I don't know, either in Imamezu's street or so, I don't know, you know, he slept outside. It was like telling, because what our director could not condone, you Uche Mofo, you take it, because you are so meek. Our director is like David, a man that when he knows that this thing has to be done, he doesn't give a damn. He doesn't want to hear who is the person that will start the next person though, before, because he has known that this thing is clear. But you condone those people that are fans call, you know, irritates and, you know, start, you know, asking you questions like somebody that called yesterday and said
that he has not been hearing about Radio Biafra again. And but you took your time, because me, I know my director will not condone such people. He will not. There are so many things like that. You know, that is why I have believed totality of the word of God, of you people coming. You are the left, why our director is right. God has never made only right. He made left and right. The two arms, they work together. I thank you, my brother. Honestly, I don't know how to. We can thank this God enough. Let me bless God. Let me bless God. Let me bless God on behalf of Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Chukwu Abiyama. I thank you because you are our God. You are there for us. And without you, we can do nothing. I thank you because you said you will bless us. You said you will give us, your thought towards us is to give us an expected end, not of evil. Lord, let your will be done. Let your mighty hand uphold every members of IPOB, those that you have chosen for this race, for restoration of this year kingdom here on earth. Perfect that which has to do with us, and bless us beyond imagination, because we will serve you only. We will serve you only. We will serve you only in the name that is above every other name, in the name of Chukwu Okike Abiyama. Issa, thank you.
Issa, God bless you, and keep on keeping on. Thank you very much. Next caller on the phone can hear me. Hold on 1 minute. Yes, can you hear me? Good morning from here, and welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yes, please, I'm calling for the water.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I just called in because of a call that we got this morning that the headmen are talking in a fight with God and so on. I am from Anang land, and I don't know if a man that is called this water is hearing this, or he's looking at the data and see that something is happening. The headmen are blocking a fight with. That is, you do not come out and say something now that is still young and everything is still saying. After he will be saying some nonsense that he doesn't understand. I don't know whether he is of opportunity to see what is going on. I cannot even understand.
No, can I understand? Maybe I don't understand you very well. Are you saying the paper is not correct, or that the person is not? I don't know. Can you explain, please?
No, I'm not saying that the paper is correct. It's not correct. I said that none that we have heard of this, because you said the man says it's not a newspaper. He has seen it. And I'm asking questions. Where is this man, this so called Victor Sa, who claimed to be the former governor of Akwa Ibom State?
Okay, Obongata, right?
Yes, where is he?
It's unfortunate, my brother.
I'm blocking a quite good, and he said that the effort should not come, that this should happen, and this should. Let him go and unlock this, pursue the Fulani estate away from the road.
I hope they will first of all go to his house. But I don't know. If they can go to his house, that would be the best option.
I have told my people that they should start doing so on Victor Sa when he was the governor of Akwa State. He cannot even walk the road that leads to his father's house. He cannot even use the money and walk road to take the money to Canada to build the best school for his wife at Canada. And now he cannot see what is happening. God will punish him. That is the only thing. All of them, God will punish him. Punish them one by one.
Thank you very much. This is Radio PFLI presentation on a day, the 1st of September 2016. We continue to lay what is hidden bare. The so-called Nigeria is in continuous and colossal mess because of the activities of some evil men that they are condoning. Muhammad Buhari today is arguably a man with penchant for supporting terrorism, and he is at the moment sponsoring terrorism against different communities in Biafra land, and we are not keeping quiet about it. Can you hear me? Call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Deputy Director. Yes, good morning, Deputy Director.
Good morning. Welcome to the program.
All hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
And let me also use this opportunity to say my director, Nnamdi Kanu. God bless you. Here you are. Thank you. Good evening. Good morning, dear friends. My name is Goodnews Abadi. Goodnews Abadi is reaching the Gocha Igocha River State in Biafra. Good evening, lovers. Good morning, lovers of freedom. Greetings to you from Biafra. I happy to greet each and every one of you, especially the people that stand solidarity to my father's day. My father and my mother told me millions of Biafra were massacred during Nigeria war against Biafra. So I am happy, you know, to use this opportunity to thank those people who stand solidarity to those millions of Biafra were massacred. And the reason why I came from here in Igocha, I'm a native of Rivers Line in Biafra. So I am happy for what Biafra are doing, especially the people. So again, I want to use that opportunity to thank those people that stand solidarity to my father's day. Why? Because I am alive. They are the reason why I'm alive. You know, because it is spread now. So I want to thank them. Especially this man, his name should not be forgotten in Biafra land. This man has done a lot for the people of Biafra. It's not Biafra, he's the lovers of freedom. His name is Loyson William. Loyson William, you know, what he has done to the people of Biafra, this day, every time I think about this man, come to here and write to the world, stop killing Biafra, stop massacring Biafra, stop suffering Biafra, and say, yes, I'm sunrise. This man has his own high service entertainment industry. This man has performed all that drama. So the right to the world, I see myself in the place of sunlight. And this man has done great to the people of Biafra. So I want to thank him. God keep me, keep each and every one of them that support this man, Loyson William, to write this. Anywhere he is, God will keep him and guide him. And let me go further. My heart is beating, my heart is heavy, because here we reside in Ahoda. Ahoda is the river line in Biafra. Which is, I don't know how to say this. We are suffering. If there is air, if I thought there is air, life, I think this place is worse than air. I like air back here because it's heavy to my heart, which we are suffering here. You know, I'm confused. You know, seeing my people suffering. Here we are in the Riverline. I hope that this Islamic is going on there. Islamic agenda. This side of Islamic, there's Islamic in university, community, and state, local government, DAD, and this thing is going on the Islamic voice everywhere, killing people, killing. They move with Nigerian army. Islamic voice is Nigerian army working together as one to one. Islamic army, give the Islamic children guns. Give them bullets, go and behave people. They are making up to our people there, our child, our women, our men. They are not happy. They can't eat. They can't go to church. They can't go to school. They can't move. They can't talk. They can't go visit. Everything is going down. I think if there is hell, there is no hell. So today I want to use this opportunity to thank God for this opportunity. Because this opportunity is given to the people of Biafra to be free. And we want to be free. I know only Biafra can make us be free. And anybody that wants to challenge my director, here he was. Anybody, I know,
has seen this over to me that it is over. Director Nnamdi Kanu has won. Before I believe this, I have seen it so far. And when he came to me, he is my doctor. Because this man has once away, threw away my sickness. And my sickness leaves me for just 10 minutes. My brother here, Cedric, he came from the Ahoda. He told me what is going on. And he said, Biafran, yesterday night, this one, he told me to sleep. And his own sickness was sleep for 60 seconds. Other people also come from Ahoda. My friend Chidi told me his own sickness was sleep for weeks. So there are more sickness than he for months. And I want God to heal those people that want to see for months. I need them too, because Nigeria is a sickness. And why is this? This sickness at this time, I mean, many sickness are dying, their fans, they want to see for you. I want to go to the Abiyama. To go to the Abiyama. To heal them for me. Let them be healed, because Nigeria is a sickness. Big one. And let you go to the Abiyama, heal them, because I need those people to heal by God. And as this opportunity gives to them, the heal time, opportunity, the time they waste to live in Nigeria in sickness. And I want them to heal by Okikadia. You say,
thank you very much. Thank you, my brother.
Again. Uche, I tell you, yes.
Yeah,
I tell you, dear friend, dear friend is come. Ekwe Lugwa Miko, Ekwe Lugwa Meka. Because to make a new opportunity, and with time, no time. Opportunity, man, won't be opportunity. A year, a leg, action, the dream will be up. And the opportunity, my reason, I make you a gallery. I know this opportunity. From I'm near Jabu, the center of the world. For the size of my right hand, that was the nation, will describe other nation. For the size.
Thank you very much. That's the Zeus Epileptic Mobile Phone Service has, of course, shown itself again, and that line is off. Can you hear me? The next caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, very loud and clear. Engineer Uche, before I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ, I appreciate you.
Thank you very much, my brother. My brother, I'm not an engineer, for avoidance of doubt. Go ahead.
All right, Deputy Director. Before I greet you, I greet all the principal officers committing the affairs of the University of Biafra for our emancipation. May the good God strengthen you and enlighten you the more to carry this journey to the final conclusion whereby we shall stand in the land of Biafra and celebrate Chukwu Victory of Biafra. I am Pastor Samuel Afan from Akwa-Ibom State. I just want to take this few minutes to talk to Britain and also to Abanki daughter of Akwa-Ibom State. I want to let Britain to understand, based on the revelation of God unto me, that there is going to be a kind of civil war in Britain between Scotland and Britain. And what to avert that civil war is that Scotland should make restitution for what their son, Lord Lugard, has done to against Biafra. That in the same position that their son, Lord Lugard, placed Biafra in the hands of Boko Haram here in Nigeria, in the same way, God also made them to remain in local heads with the rest of the British citizens. That is England and Spain, I think. So what the them to go to the EU and begin to speak for the people of Biafra. That is where they will escape that trap. Otherwise, there is imminent danger against the Scotland people versus the rest of the British people.
And as for Abong Peter, I want to tell him that if the time for him to roll to his grave has come here, otherwise, what he will do is to make sure that he evacuate those ex-men which I hear that has come to Akwa Ibom State. Otherwise, his end has come. This is the year that he must go down to the grave. So, that is it. I thank you. I pray that the good God who has given you here will direct you. I pray for our director, Nnamdi Kanu, that the good God will preserve him. I know he came in the spirit of Joshua. No weapon fashioned against him shall prosper. And
I say amen to your prayers. May God bless you. I don't know. The fault must be from the Zeus epileptic mobile phone service. And people should go to their mobile phone providers and ask them questions. Their lines are cutting off at some point. Can you hear me? The next call on the phone. Can you hear me?
Good morning, David Kiliga.
Yes, good morning from here, please. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. My name is Ikechukwu. I'm calling from Igwacha.
Thank you very much.
I want to use this opportunity, first of all, to thank the Most High God on behalf of the leadership of ITOB for what they are doing for us. We thank God for bringing this set of people to come and liberate us. The same as his name be glorified. In Jesus' name.
You say, amen.
I also want to say that wherever our director is at this moment, his life is in his hands. No evil plan of the enemy will ever come to pass in his life.
Amen.
We envelope him with his presence and his angel. And all the members of IPOB in diaspora, the God Almighty will protect each and every one of them, including those here in Biafra land. God will protect them all.
I
also want to use this opportunity to thank those in the creek for what they are doing. Let them keep it up. God is with them. God bless you, sir. This is my contribution this morning. Thank you.
Bless you too. Thank you very much. And keep on keeping on. This is Radio Biafra presentation. A very AM edition for that matter on this day, the 1st of September 2016. Time now is 20 minutes to 10 a.m. here in London, and the same 20 minutes to 10 a.m. in Biafra land. We are live, and God Almighty is in charge. All the atrocities being committed by Muhammad Buhari is now coming out in the open. Muhammad Buhari was indeed projected and presented to the world, and especially those who call themselves Nigerians, that he is a man that has special penchant for violence. And today he has very close connection with terrorist organizations. The ones we know of are Boko Haram terrorists, and now MEND that bombed the United Nations office in Abuja in 2010 or 2011, as the case may be, I can't remember the year. But of course, you all know what MEND did. They bombed the United Nations office and killed a lot of people, maimed a lot of people, and destroyed properties as well. And that elicited global outrage. Today, Muhammad Buhari is cutting them. He's not even... They are not the people coming to him. He is the one looking for them. Do you see the difference? These terrorists are not the ones coming out. Muhammad Buhari is the one looking for them and paying them to go and do some destructive work in Biafra land, to go against IPOB. And the worrying aspect of it is that this man, Muhammad Buhari, the arch supporter of terrorism, who has now also resettled Boko Haram terrorists, reabsorbed some of them into the army, immigration, customs, navy, and other security agencies, and also resettled some to go into cattle rearing, and they are now masquerading as headmen, killing, maiming, and destroying lives in different vulnerable populations, indigenous populations in the contraption called Nigeria. It's supported by the British government and American government. It's very, very important that we play a clip that purported to be warning Muhammad Buhari and his, that purported to be warning that Muhammad Buhari has special penchant for violence. He is a man that has close ties with Boko Haram terrorists. Obama gave a deaf ear to it. He made an address to Nigerian people urging them to support a new administration. They refused to give arms to Jonathan to fight terrorists that Muhammad Buhari was sponsoring. In other words, they officially allowed a supporter of terrorism into power through the back door and with impunity. Just last week, John Kerry was here in the zoo called Nigeria, and he visited Muhammad Buhari secretly and visited northern elders secretly and northern politicians secretly without journalists being allowed to be there. And you begin to ask yourself, what has happened to the southern part of the zoo called Nigeria? Why is John Kerry not finding it very necessary, not deeming it necessary, to go to Enugu, to go to Akwa Ibom, to go to Bayelsa, to go to Anambra, to visit other traditional rulers? These are some of the things you begin to ask yourselves. And the answer is not far-fetched. You people are not part of the polity. You are not counted. Your opinion doesn't matter. You don't exist where they are. He paid homage to Sultan of Sokoto and indeed made some unfortunate comments there. Today, you begin to ask yourself, what are you doing in the zoo called Nigeria? What is happening to you as a people? Some of you are still clamoring to be one Nigeria. You find out that these people are supporting the Northern Hausa Fulanis who have given in to violence, Islamic North. And some people, when you say it, they say, oh, don't say it because it's a preaching hate. Oh, but these people are demonstrating hatred. They are not saying it even only. They are not only saying it, they are acting it. Arguably, the first person that introduced hate speech, that introduced hatred, that introduced nepotism, and indeed went forward to implementing it was Sadwana of Sokoto, Sahamadu Bello, who said that the Igbos, of course, Biafrans he was referring to, are such a people that when you employ them in a camp, they will want to emerge the head boy. No, he first said that the Igbos are such a people that like to dominate everybody. That when you employ them or put them in a camp, they would like to dominate everyone. They would like to be the head boy or so of that particular place. And he went forward to saying that in the past that their people were not alive to their responsibilities. And then when he came in that 1952, that there were only 10 Northerners in the civil service. The others were Igbos, of course, Biafrans, who were not only there because they are supposed to be there. They were there on merit. Sadwana of Sokoto now took time to dislodge all of them, all the Biafrans and the top echelon of Northern civil service. He dislodged all of them and even made it bold and clear that rather than accepting people from the old Eastern region to be part and parcel of the civil service in the North, he would rather hire a white man or any other Nigerian. And so, such a political leader, such a political figure, with such influence, making such weighty divisive, discriminatory comment. Of course, was supposed to be a potential danger to all. But he was doing everything with impunity. Until death, he is continuing. His followers are continuing. What else are we talking about? This is unbelievable. And there is no other way of saying it. Muhammad Buhari today has come to complete what Sadiona of Sokoto started. And they are also doing with every amount of impunity. And you can do nothing about it. But we are saying that on this platform, the truth must be said. All their atrocities, as much as we know them, must be exposed. As we speak, Biafraland is under siege. Our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, was indeed put in danger more than ever before in the last few days when there was an attempted assassination on his life. The same was the case with our brother, Asare Dokubo, Idi Abani of Kalabari. He was, of course, targeted to be wasted. God Almighty is still in charge. As we speak, Biafraland is under siege, as we said. They are everywhere, blocking outlets, molesting people, searching people. Those they can kill, they take away. There is enforced disappearance of our people as we speak. If you are looking for your loved ones, please make contact with Radio Biafra and make announcement. Tell it to the whole world that we will begin to look into what is happening. If you keep quiet, they will kill, they will maim, they will throw that person away. And indeed, close the evidence. Cover the evidence up. You will not see what happened. And you may not see your loved one anymore. These things we are saying today, the danger before us today was prophesied on this platform by our leader Nnamdi Kanu. A lot of people dismissed him. Today, even those who were supporting Muhammad Buhari are now lamenting. And we are saying that this is just the beginning. If those who were against Muhammad Buhari are now lamenting, saying the same thing Ali Nnamdi Kanu was saying, because he was only commenting on what was happening. He was not preaching hate. He was explaining. He was saying that what these people are doing was wrong. And it is wrong. Today, others are now keying behind him, saying the same thing he's saying. The question now remains, why is he still being held, being subjected to all manner of inhumane and degrading treatment? That's the question. One can only explain it away as hatred, as a result of hatred and vindictiveness. We are calling on the British government to do something now. They are complicit in what is happening to our leader Nnamdi Kanu. They have every opportunity, they have all it takes to ask for our leader Nnamdi Kanu to be repatriated to Britain. But they are still dying, speaking with both sides of their mouth. We are putting it to them that they have direct responsibility to their citizen, Nnamdi Kanu. Nnamdi Kanu is entitled to all the privileges accrued to British citizens, and the British government has a direct obligation to him. Question is, why is British government not doing something about it? We are telling you, if you pretend not to know, that the life of our leader Nnamdi Kanu is in grave danger. He is being tortured, subjected to all manner of inhumane and degrading treatment. Organizing local visit by the British High Commission is not enough. You have direct obligation to him. You now know that where he is very dangerous, and that he is not there with his friends. He's there with his enemies. And you are entertaining it. What we are trying to say is that if anything happens to Nnamdi Kanu, the British government must be held accountable. It is the responsibility of the MPs. We have made contact with them. They are not responding, or whether they are yet to respond, to impress it upon the British Prime Minister to take proactive steps to making sure that Adnan and Khan is repatriated. There is no other way of saying it. There is no other way of going about it. This is a platform. We are live and we're saying the way it is. Can you hear me? The next caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good morning from here. Welcome to the
program. Good morning, sir.
I can hear you. Good welcome morning, to the sir. Program. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, sir. Yes, it's an apostle, Nehemiah. She goes in by me, Kaiser.
Thank from you very much.
Yeah. My brother, I've been calling for a long time without receiving, sir.
My brother, I don't know, you know, there are so many calls coming in and I don't know who is calling. And only one person can speak at a time. As you are speaking now, no other person can talk. And there are other tens of calls coming in. Go ahead, please.
I know, my God will encourage you. I will have been praying seriously. As for
thank you very much.
For this land, it's sure, it's certainty. My brother, please, I want to only inquire because at times some people say the pastors are not helping or doing anything. And really, since last year, 2015, I sent two messages, too many ways, too many areas to our radio to be blessed. I never had such
messages.
And keep on praying. The topic one is the
yes, go on. Finish. When you finish, I will tell you.
Okay. One, the topic is the power of unity. Two is the topic is the core leader. The two messages sent since 2015. For many, even from my entire land and many places, I've been sent through people, through coordinators. I've never had such a thing. Okay, let me ask.
My brother, the thing is that if you're sending any clip to be played, I need to listen to it because there are some people who are taking advantage of the system. If we don't listen, I need time to listen to it. Now, what I would suggest is, you know, it is not very strategic and very very good for us to be playing maybe religious.
No, it's not religious.
No, I'm just trying to explain. I'm explaining not only to you, but to everybody. To play religious messages here because Biafrans are people of diverse faith.
No, this is just message for our struggle.
Yes, there's no problem. I know. I'm just explaining not only to you, but to people because there are some people that are saying this. I have listened to some clips, you know, and the message are not very encouraging because when people come and start saying, oh, these people are doing this, they are not doing it the right way, that another person will come up to defend themselves. That is to say, we will have chaos on this platform. You understand?
So not if in that period.
Yeah, so if anybody is sending a clip to be played, let it be an inspirational message that will unite our people.
I mean, when you listen to this, you encourage me more because I have more to send. This is purely for this struggle, not for religious or backing any man. That message is just to in a kind to gather our people more. That's power of unity.
Right.
And what God is doing in our midst. And this time is the right time because our leader is coming, is God's mandate. I know the hand of God is upon him. Before he's coming, God has already revealed to me that it's time to go.
Thank you very much.
Another one that I prepared to say that when you are pressurized to give up, don't give up. Because there's a lot of benefit in our promised land. But the two have never played. There's no way to
where,
send this one.
Where did so you send it? Is it on this line or the other one?
Year, and they call inquiry line. Call inquiry line. I send it through them. I get
no,
many there,
nobody sent it.
Now,
nobody
I
send get
it to inquiry line.
You can try and send it again, maybe through this phone, through this line.
Can you post me the thing? Any distance you want me to send through this my line so that I can pass it to it?
No, this line, you are on WhatsApp, right?
No, sir.
That is the problem. And, okay, can you...
You can guide me through this, my number.
All right, no problem. No problem. Okay. I will have to...
My brother...
Call you back. Go ahead.
Through this, my line, I beg. Well, I have nothing to say yet, but all I know, we will surely see our promised land. And my prayer is to you, I've been praying always that God will keep on sustaining you people, encouraging you people, and also uphold you people. There's no amount of their evil or intimidation. I believe my God, he says, shall not stand, neither shall it come to pass. Every ungodly decree or whosoever, any evil man, even our sabotage, even our people, so-called governors, anyone that will lift up his hand against the anointed of the Lord, he will surely fall. And our God, less than no time, it will begin to open and begin to swallow them one by one. Any man that sees what we are passing through, the God, the condition and the nature of our people, how people are dying in overseas here and there, they keep on one today and one Nigeria. It shall never be way with them. And it shall never be way with their family. That money they are gathering, they will never live and eat it.
See,
I will stop here.
Thank you very much.
Keep on praying for our director and praying for you people, even OCOC and all the rest.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
We preserve every one of us. We will see Biafra. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you very much. And God bless. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are inching closer to ending this program. And of course, when we do, we are not relenting. We must continue to tweet all the atrocities being committed against our people. We must continue to send it to engage the international system. We must continue our sustained onslaught against the Vanguard newspaper. There are going to be Twitter messages, Twitter handles being prepared for this particular purpose. And we are going to be disseminating it. In the meantime, you must continue to engage them in whatever way you can. There is no selling of Vanguard newspaper in Biafra land. Any vendor selling it, boycott that vendor. Tell him to stop because he is an enemy. Can you hear me? The next call on the phone.
Yes, I can hear you, my deputy. Good morning, sir.
Good morning from here. Welcome to the program.
Sir, my name is Obidna. I'm coming from Iguacha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, sir. Sir, I made an observation in this bigger of issue that because if I try to tweet anything from my followers, like Amakeku, the Twitter will not be retweeting it. If I retweet it, it will give me time that I will send. After some seconds, it will revert back. The same thing with the Maker Gift account. And I don't see Twitter again, even from your own account as well. The thing has been giving me concern all this while I keep on monitoring it. Yeah, I was thinking that maybe after a while it will stop. Until our sister in Kiri started lamenting about it, I came to give you a close observation that truly they are the one that are tampering with our Twitter account.
What you have to do is to try and open another account. Don't only have one Twitter account. Use different Twitter accounts. If one is giving you problem, use another one. They cannot beat us. It's as simple as that.
I will do.
It's not our fault. If just try and have up to three Twitter accounts, if one is misbehaving, use another one. They cannot beat all the three at the same time. That's the only thing I can suggest to you now.
All right, sir. Coming to the Vanguard newspaper, they are already seeing the handwriting on the wall. They are not crying seriously that they are dead. They have touched the head of the children of the Most High God. I visited a newspaper stand like yesterday. The comment of some people, even on the streets, is telling on them. Even what I posted in my Facebook this morning, some of them have started complaining that we should make it easier on them, that we have told them that they are vagabonds, not bankers. They are evil people. Because I could remember the time of MTN, I called their customer care.
But they are still publishing all those nonsense from the so-called, is he re-IPOB or whatever, Muhammad Buhari's IPOB. I don't know what is. They are still publishing. They have not repented. We want to chase them out of existence. Next time,
yes,
they don't mess with God's project. Go ahead, please.
I notice that very soon, you will see the truth about it, because they are going down. The people that are buying the Vanguard are the Biafrans. How many outside the Jews are buying the Vanguard?
Yeah, that's it.
They know that we are the people that hold the economy of the zoo. Then, when I called MTN about the when they were monitoring our lines, their customer care picked my phone and I told them that, imagine when we robbed over 100 million Biafrans customers, you people will go out of business. That we are the people paying people all the bonus, the profit that people are making. The Yoruba man that picked my call pleaded with me that I should speak with their friends, that when the federal government that told them that they can bring the specific line and told them that they want the data or the information of this kind, that is not that they are monitoring all our lines, but they can, the federal government can bring one particular number or two, say that they need information on me. And I know that they cannot deny them that. I said, okay. He said that the truth remains that the whole world knows that what we are pursuing is just. A Yoruba man telling me this, that even our director, he said one more cannot, that the whole world knows that Nigerian government don't have any evidence against him. That's why they are running up and down looking for evidence against him. I told him his name is not one more cannot, he's not the can. He said this, that he don't know his name very well. But even them there in the MTN and all other areas in the whole world knows that the Khan has agreed that what we are doing, we should not be scared of them. We should not be scared of government, Nigerian government, as long as we stand on the right path. Then one more observation. One thing again I want to say is this. Yesterday, a brother called, giving the audience he passed through when he wanted to clear, and him and his boss want to clear the container in Lagos, Apapa Wharf. What he said is absolutely true. I'm working in your own work, a clearing agent. And you are going around, I want to say this thing. Basically, if you know what we are going through there, we go on our knees to those uncircumcised, illiterate people that cannot even write their name. Whenever you don't mention a word to them, they will ask you to spell it because they don't know it. They are the one controlling all the affairs, starting from all the shapes in your own work. All the important, all the agents are crying and begging them day and night. Look, for instance, now, if a pass, gives you a duty, pass will be issued from the zoo, Abuja, the capital of the zoo, Abuja. Now, when they issue the pass may give you to pay 1 million naira for 40 feet container in the rate of so percentage. Now, when another person that is a game agent in Lagos State, the same amount of money. Now, when you bring your own one, your own pass, to come and create at that same price given to you from Abuja in a network, they will tell you no, that you may have a different price, that you have to increase your own. But the Lagos State man will use that same price, if himself reduce his own price, and take out his container and go. The injustice is too much. It's extremely too much. Sometimes I shed tears. If you see how we beg these people, we see how we beg them day and night in a mere war. We cry to them. They control everywhere. All the whole ships, all the whole system, they are the ones that are controlling it. From A to Z, we are just complete puppets to them. Last time, me and my boss, we were about to clear our container. Because the alpha man, Mohammed by his name, he said that we should go and bring 1.2 million naira to them. We pleaded. We don't do anything. He said, if we want, we give him the money. If we don't want, our container will be there, accumulating the mortgage. Because those things they are doing, they will be doing it for you if you don't want to give them. The mortgage that we pay to shipping company and the work, which is the people that handle charge, because the money will go to them. So instead of, if you cannot give them the money, they will kill your own time, they will delay you,
make sure that you spend that, you spend the whole money on two mortgages on other people if you don't want to give them the money. He told us that that we should go and bring the money. After all, we don't have a brother that is an import. That we are the people that are important. Now we should go and bring the money to them. We shed tears. Me and my boss, we cried. We cried. So we have seen so many things. Honestly speaking, if you come to me, we are talking about now. All the whole importers are the Biafran. All the whole agents are the Biafran. But those ones that are sitting on top of them are the outside. Outside stewards and merchants.
Unbelievable. And they are there not giving a damn. They don't know. I mean, it's... And they're doing all these things with impunity. They have told you that oil in Biafra land belongs to them. They have said also that they're going to chase our people into oblivion. They said that after 4 year time of Muhammad Buhari, that our people will no longer have any say in the poverty.
Yes.
And you think that they are joking. They are not joking.
Yes.
They say that the estate called the zoo belongs to them. That is their forefather's estate. And they are laying claim to it with impunity, and our people are doing nothing about it. Unbelievable.
Deputy, if I should tell you this thing, man, and the truth, before God, do you know that for you to be given all this little concession or special treatment, if you are an agent, if you are an agent-carrying agent, you will join them in their worshiping. And so many of us, their fans are following them to the mosque.
Do you see?
I videoed one particular person, and when my boss was telling me that, did I know that some of our agents are worshiping with them in the mosque, so I'm following them to the Navy camp at that Ono seaport. There is a Navy camp there, so some of our agents are going with them, so that at least they can sometimes pity them. Oh God!
It's very, very unfortunate. The same thing that they want to do with Islamic Bank now, Islamic Development Bank.
Yes.
You know, very soon they will chase all the mainstream banks, traditional banks, into oblivion.
Exactly.
They will chase them out of existence. They will now begin to establish different small bank, commercial banking, into, because they have some. They say they give interest free loans, and then they have other incentives attached to it. And probably before you get that loan, you will have to abide by some conditions. And through that way, they will control you. They will make you to abide by Sharia law or Islamic provisions.
Immediately. The Islamization have loaded up to 70% or 80% already in the zoo. But I thank God that we are Biafran. We are almost already in our common ground.
Yes, of course, my brother. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, DJ. I thank all their fans all over the world. And I want to tell Amake, there is somebody that used to tweet on her Twitter. Whenever I open her Twitter account, the person's name is My Cabman, MyCabman, in one word. Then she's a hand services. Whenever I open her account, that particular name will keep on appearing. And whenever I tweet, when I read what the person tweets, maybe it's interesting to have a run with the Biafran Restoration, and we tweet it, the thing will bounce back. I don't know the person. I no longer see Amake Ekwu's tweeters like online before, that I and they make it too much. But I will open another Twitter account to see what is going on.
Right. Thank you very much. Just try and have alternative accounts so that if you have any problem, you can use anyone at any time. They cannot block or deal with all the accounts at the same time. Thank you very much. We
thank
are
you,
Biafrans.
Thank you.
God bless you. And incidentally, this is where we'll be ending this program this morning, temporarily taking a break, and we'll be back in the next couple of hours, precisely at 7 p.m. But if anything happens, we will come back even before then. We thank you, God Almighty, for having made it possible for us to have deliberated, to have rubbed minds together. Indeed, it is time to go. Continue to envelop Alden Nnamdi Kanu with our protection, with our presence, that the evil one will have no upper hand against him. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. I am reminded that I asked somebody to wait, and I must take that call. I must take that call, and after that, I do the closing prayers. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and welcome to the program. Go ahead, please, and make it snappy.
Okay, sir. I want to know if I can make some program this evening.
This is a live broadcast, you know?
Yes, sir.
You said you want to do what? This is a live broadcast. I am on air now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right. If you want to say anything, say it, and then I'll talk to you after that.
Okay, I want to know if I can make some presentation on radio, sir.
Right, so that's fine. We have to talk about it later.
I want us to talk about it later, sir.
Right, thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio BFL presentation. We are moving for a grammar that is in charge. One more call. Can you hear me? Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am Sunday Anyamagobi Ibawochi. I'm editing for OPA. I'm staying at Aba.
Thank you very much.
The Lord for your life. I want to bless the Lord for your life, for what you have been doing for us since the cancellation of our leader. I have seen now that you are a man to be reckoned with. I've seen now that God has men in Biafra land. I've seen now that God has raised men for this purpose. I've seen now that God has a plan for Biafra. But it is unfortunate that there are some radio stations that call themselves Christian radio stations. Do you know that when they want to open their station, they will sing Nigerian national anthem and they will sing Nigerian pledge? It's unfortunate. It's a shameful thing.
No, oblige them. Leave them. They will all see what is in the offing for them.
Yes. I am sending a clear one to them. If they begin to report on that, when Biafra comes, they will find themselves as fraudsters. All those radio stations, those people, those churches that say that they are doing good things, they are not. They are not talking, they are not preaching, they are not doing anything.
They see evil.
Yeah.
Instead of condemning it, they will be condoning it.
That's the thing.
Because they want to appear very nice in the eyes of some people.
Exactly. You see, my brother, what I see here is too much. What we are seeing is too much. I don't see the reason why Muhammad Buhari tell his brothers, Hausa Fulani Alamajiris, give them gun, give them everything, ammunition, and send them to all the fellas and the chiefs, the elders. It feels as if all of us, we are drawn in a river. No person is speaking. We are suffering. Nobody is talking. I mean, it's pathetic. It's a little pathetic, my brother. But I know that God has raised a man for this cause. And that man is Nnamdi Kanu.
You see. Thank you very much. It appears the Zeus Epileptic Mobile Phone Service has struck. We will continue to expose them. People are paying for their mobile phone services and they are not giving the services to their satisfaction. Unbelievable. Can you hear me? Good morning. Welcome to the program. Yes, please. Can you turn the radio off? It's disturbing. I can hear my voice on the background.
I have done it.
Thank you very much. Good morning from here. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
My name is Steve. I'm coming from Biafra land.
Thank you very much. You still have that radio there. Yeah. I'm hearing my voice and I'm hearing your voice. Can you move away from the radio? Talk to me via the phone. You'll be hearing me.
I have done that.
Go ahead.
I want to... First of all, I thank God for our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. And I thank God for you, Ishem Ofo. And I'm praying that God will keep sending us in this struggle. As our director said, that after the struggle, we will win. This is our belief. And Chukwuka Adiama. And Chukwuka Adiama, the almighty Chukwuka Adiama, the author and finisher of our life, Chukwuka Adiama, has promised us that we will win. Whatever the pedophile Muhammadu Buhari and their security agency are doing, they cannot succeed. In the mighty name of Chukwuka Adiama, we pray.
Ise.
Thank you, Mr. Uchemefo.
Thank you very much. God bless
you. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra presentation. We are moving forward. Grandma is in charge. We'll be back in a minute.
Maybe.
Yes, this is still Radio Biafra Live presentation. Finally, we are, of course, taking a bow. We will be coming back in the next couple of hours. Do not forget that the ongoing campaign against those who are against us must be sustained. Vanguard Newspaper is being used by Muhammad Buhari to indeed dish out his hatred, his terror campaign against our people. And we are not going to allow that to happen anymore. We are not going to allow that to continue. We urge our people to go on their Twitter and social network platforms and engage these monsters. Continue to disseminate this information, all the heinous crimes, vicious attempt by Muhammad Buhari to destroy what is left of Biafra and our people. The world must be kept abreast of latest developments from Muhammad Buhari. As we speak, there is panic. There is confusion in the corridor of power in Asorok. And we are not indeed relenting. We will continue to sustain the temple until victory is achieved. It doesn't matter how many of us they kill. Muhammad Buhari thought that when he holds Nnamdi Kanu, then that's the end of the story. You may hold Nnamdi Kanu, do whatever you want with him, but in the end, you will see that you must be fighting a lost battle. You must have been fighting a lost battle. You must release Nnamdi Kanu unconditionally. You must. Not you may. And not that we are asking you, we are begging you. You must release Nnamdi Kanu because he has done nothing. The court of competent jurisdiction had set him free. You said you are not going to set him free. It is only out of sheer wickedness. You need to change. And that change will begin by releasing the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, the leader of emerging African nation. Holding Nnamdi Kanu means holding Biafrans, and therefore you will never have peace, both spiritually and physically. You must release all the Biafrans being held across secret cells and prisons in the contraction called Nigeria. You must release citizens of other ethnic and indigenous populations. You are holding because they are not from your side. They are not sharing the same value system with you. They are not worshiping the way you worship, but that you are holding them out of hatred. You remain a dictator in civilian attire, and that has no place in any established democracy. You must be made to understand that, and the world must be made to know about all these atrocious crimes against humanity and against peace you are committing against Biafra and her people. There is no room for politicians on this platform, and this platform for Biafra Resolution is not for commercialization. It is not commercialized. It is not for money making. It is not for sale. There are no merchants allowed here. And when we say it, we meant every syllable, every word, every letter of it. We are sent on an improbable journey, a divine journey indeed, to make sure that the people of Biafra and all other people being subjected to all manner of servitude and slavery, marginalization,
all those whose human rights are being trampled upon, all those whose human rights are being curtailed and their freedoms being indeed bastardized, must be released. They must all have their freedom. Until this is done, there will be no peace for the evil one. There will be no peace for those who are indeed coming out to thinking that without them, nobody in the zoo called Nigeria will have any headway. For those who say that the zoo called Nigeria is their forefather's estate, we shall see, because it is just a fight of a generation. We will destroy the zoo called Nigeria with the truth, just like Adnan Kanu has said. And we are doing it. And they are panicking. We haven't attacked anybody. We are not attacking anybody. But they are panicking. Why don't you allow simple debate if there is need for it? We are just saying something. We are just making a statement. We are just making a submission. And then you are not happy with it. That is why you are spilling the blood of hundreds, thousands of people, and with impunity. And somehow some people think that that is how the world is. No. That cannot be allowed to continue. A very special message to all our brothers and sisters in both Riverland area and the upland area of Biafra land. Now is the time to unite under one platform, under one banner. That banner, that platform is Biafra. If you are going alone, then that is the end of you. They will pick you one by one. And that is to say that the Northern Hausa, Fulanese and Yorubas are still winning the battle using their divide and rule tactics. Your only hope remains Biafra. And we must make appropriate use of it. Now is the time. If we lose this time, if we lose it this time, then that is the end of us. We must do something now to bequeath something for posterity, for generations to come to see something that they can fall back on. Our forefathers did it for us. We must do it for generations to come. We thank you, God Almighty, for having made it possible for us to have deliberated, to have rubbed minds together. Indeed, it is time to go. We ask you to continue to envelop Alina Namikano with our protection, with our presence, that the evil ones will have no upper hand against him. Liberate the land of Biafra, emancipate the people of Biafra, that we will stand on that land of Biafra. This prayer has been a consistent one, and we indeed are asking you to redeem yourself to us. That way we stand, as we continue to say, on the land of Biafra to praise it forever. From me, from here, this is sincerely Chairman 4, at this particular point in time, sign off temporarily, I must say. Good morning from here. Have a good day.
Get you, 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 get you In the battle against Boko Haram, America's already there, working with the Nigerian military to train them in the most effective way of defeating the terrorist killers. But the effort won't go far unless the Nigerian government can fend off opposition in their own country, and that means a protracted war against Boko Haram. Our guest is a lawyer specializing in criminal law, international law, and is also professor of international criminal law at the University of Amsterdam. Goran Sluter joins us today. Goran, thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We need to look at Boko Haram in effect here in America of so much else that is going on. We have ISIS, we have Al-Qaeda, we have so many different issues. Why should America be concerned about what happens? I mean, the humanitarian, we understand, we get that. But what is it about the Boko Haram inference, what is it about what's happening in Nigeria that will impact America?
Well, Nigeria is a huge country. It's the biggest democracy in Africa with almost 200 million people. If it's getting destabilized, it will have consequences for U.S. interests. Also economically, there's a lot of oil in the south. So it is in everybody's interest that Nigeria keeps stable. It's not only Boko Haram that is an issue, but it's also about the elections. And one of the candidates at the elections, General Buhari, he is suspected of having committed crimes against humanity, and that's an issue I'm representing clients from Nigeria, and we have submitted last week a criminal complaint to the International Criminal Court regarding this presidential candidate's behavior.
When we
and
talk
I think
about
many of these issues are not known in Europe or in the United States. Well, it's you're right, it's all a matter of degree, but in this case there's clear and consistent evidence that during the last elections in 2011, this candidate incited to violence against the supporters of the other candidates during these elections, and this has resulted in 800 persons being killed and 65,000 persons being displaced. And even according to African standards, in the African context, these are massive crimes, and this person should be held accountable for these crimes. And my clients are seeking justice for the victims of 2011. But what they also sincerely hope is that it will have a deterrent effect for the upcoming elections in a couple of weeks.
How horrible are the atrocities in Nigeria on a day-to-day basis with these different governments?
I have talked with two victims and their relatives. They have been killed. They have been burned to death in a police station where they were seeking refugee. They were trying to hide from the angry and violent mob. So they are now looking forward to take the case at the international level and to seek justice with the International Criminal Court in The Hague. And we have in the complaint about 70 pages. We are fully transparent. The complaint is available on my law firm's website. We have set out in detail the evidence of this candidate, General Buhari, who has incited in speeches to commit horrible crimes against his opponent's supporters. He wanted to win the election at all costs.
David Axelrod, Obama's chief advisor, has just worked in a successful election campaign for the Muslim candidate in Nigeria against the Christian incumbent. The Muslim candidate is a former military dictator who ruled the country with an iron hand, who now is trying to make a comeback as a democratic leader. His name is Muhammad Buhari, and he has just defeated a guy named Goodluck Jonathan, the Christian candidate for president of Nigeria. Of course, Nigeria is a very valuable country because of the huge oil reserves inside, and winning the presidency there is a big deal. Buhari used to be an advocate of Sharia law and attempted to impose it in Nigeria. He now says that he's over that and he's not going to do that and he'll behave himself. But the question is, do we take him at his word or not? More disturbing is the concept that Obama's operative, leading political operative, with his approval or without, we don't know, went to Nigeria to help overturn the Christian government that was in charge there. I personally find it impossible to believe that he would have done so without at least consulting with the president. This conforms to a pattern that's emerging that's very disturbing. It's now known that Obama's aides participated aggressively in the campaign to defeat Netanyahu in Israel, that they funneled over $20 million into the anti-Netanyahu campaign, which Netanyahu's people claim included $1 million of American tax money. and now this involvement in Nigeria. For the record, Axelrod says, yeah, he did work with this guy a year ago, and when he announced his candidacy about 7 or 8 months ago, but hasn't worked with him since. But we'll see, and a lot of evidence contradicts him. But in any case, he certainly did help him in the current cycle get started and get moving. But this amounts to a kind of new American imperialism. Instead of using the army to invade or the CIA to destabilize, they're using political consultants and campaign funds to try to make out elections come out right. And it would be forgivable if they wanted them to come out right. But instead, in my judgment, they're trying to have them come out wrong. The Nigerian candidate who was just elected president, his group has had ties to Boko Haram, the terrorist group in Nigeria. And, of course, the opposition to Netanyahu, I think, wants to give away the store to the Palestinians and ultimately cripple the Jewish state. When I worked for President Clinton, we worked aggressively to try to re-elect Boris Yeltsin in Russia. But I think that was in the interests of the United States to stop the communists and the fascists from taking over. But this is one where I think clearly he's going against the interests of the United States and in favor of putting a Sharia law former dictator in charge of a largely Christian country, or more than half Christian country. Thanks for watching.
Hello. Today I want to speak directly to you, the people of Nigeria. Nigeria is a great nation, and you can be proud of the progress you've made. Together you've won your independence, emerged from military rule, and strengthened democratic institutions. You've strived to overcome divisions and turn Nigeria's diversity into a source of strength. You've worked hard to improve the lives of your families and to build the largest economy in Africa. Now you have a historic opportunity to help write the next chapter of Nigeria's progress by voting in the upcoming elections. For elections to be credible, they must be free, fair, and peaceful. All Nigerians must be able to cast their votes without intimidation or fear. So I call on all leaders and candidates to make it clear to their supporters that violence has no place in democratic elections, and that they will not incite, support, or engage in any kind of violence before, during, or after the votes are counted. I call on all Nigerians to peacefully express your views and to reject the voices of those who call for violence. And when elections are free and fair, it is the responsibility of all citizens to help keep the peace, no matter who wins. Successful elections and democratic progress will help Nigeria meet the urgent challenges you face today. Boko Haram, a brutal terrorist group that kills innocent men, women, and children, must be stopped. Hundreds of kidnapped children deserve to be returned to their families. Nigerians who have been forced to flee deserve to return to their homes. Boko Haram wants to destroy Nigeria and all that you have built. By casting your ballot, you can help secure your nation's progress. I'm told that there's a saying in your country, to keep Nigeria one is a task that must be done. Today I urge all Nigerians, from all religions, all ethnic groups, and all regions, to come together and keep Nigeria one. And in this task of advancing the security, prosperity, and human rights of all Nigerians, you will continue to have a friend and partner in the United States of America.
A very well-known leader in this country said that any attempt to attack and fight insurgency is an attack on the left. So, you know, when you have such huge political considerations, there are difficulties. But Buhari said that in the newspaper. General Buhari said that any attack on Boko Haram is an attack on the left. So what you do as a government, you want to attack Boko Haram, at the same time, a leader, a respected person in society, somebody who carries, the last election, over 12 million people voted for him from the north, A man like that, you cannot ignore him. Now he says that if you continue to attack Boko Haram, you are attacking the North.
David Axelrod, Obama's chief advisor, has just worked in a successful election campaign for the Muslim candidate in Nigeria against the Christian incumbent. The Muslim candidate is a former military dictator who ruled the country with an iron hand, who now is trying to make a comeback as a democratic leader. His name is Muhammad Buhari, and he has just defeated a guy named Goodluck Jonathan, the Christian candidate for president of Nigeria. Of course, Nigeria is a very valuable country because of the huge oil reserves inside, and winning the presidency there is a big deal. Buhari used to be an advocate of Sharia law and attempted to impose it in Nigeria. He now says that he's over that and he's not going to do that and he'll behave himself. But the question is, do we take him at his word or not?
Bi ọzọ n'ụwa m ga-abụ udele mmadụ m bụ na-ewe m iwe mgbe m ga-abịa ọzọ agaghị m abụ ọkụkọ ọmụ nwa eri akụ nwa agaghị m abụ nkịta ọgbụpụta orikwa ọzọ agaghị m abụ anụ ụlọ nke onye nwe ya hụrụ n'anya ụbọchị oriri daa ogbufuo ya rie ịhụnanya nke ụwa enweghị isi mgbe m ga-abịa ọzọ m ga-abụ udele onye nwe ahịa m ga-enwere onwe m karịa mmadụ m ga-ebere n'elu ụlọ onye ukwu na onye nta nri na anụ ụlọ ka m ga-eburu n'atụghị egwu m ga-eje ebe niile dịka eze ma onwe onye ga-egbu m mgbe m ga-abịa ọzọ m ga-abụ udele m gaghị enwe enyi m gaghị enwe onye iro
Very clear that one gunshot is more valuable, is worthier than 1,000 years of sermonization, of negotiation and dialogue. Because when the enemy comes, like what one of the scriptures said, when the enemy shall come like a flood against you, a barrier, a standard will be lifted up against him. There must be, for every action is natural, there must be equal and opposite reaction.
But wouldn't that happen to the one gunshot leading to several other gunshots?
No. Yes, but the enemy know that you have the capacity. You have the capacity to react. You have the capacity to defend yourself. Because like Malcolm X said, if you don't bend your back, brother, nobody is going to ride on your back.
There is nobody called a Nigerian. If you go to Lagos and there's somebody in the bus and they ask, how many people are in the bus? They say five persons and one Gambari. who is a Gambari? Is he not supposed to be a Nigerian? If you go there, you go to the north, they say Nyamiri. You go there, they say, Berebe Banzani. If they are rioting in Kano, they will not look for Ghanaians to kill. They will look for Igbos, Yorubas, and Ijaws to kill. The same is everywhere. So where is the Nigeria we are talking about? Until the issues of the Niger Delta and the people who are dispossessed of their sovereignty is solved, there will be no peace. And people like us will not agree. Because the Bible says, and I want to quote, how can I sing the Lord God's song in a strange land? How can I, an Ijaw man, be called a Nigerian and be made to sing a Nigerian national anthem when I am not a Nigerian? I live and die an Ijaw man. I will never become a Nigerian or a River State man. I am not. This battle stand called River State, why was it created? To cause confusion. When the Igbos rose against the Nigerian oppressive state, in order to cause confusion between we and our brothers, the Igbos, Gowon deceitfully created what he called River State, another battle stand, another homeland for dispossessed people.
There is nowhere this very minute that somebody is not listening to Radio Biafra. That is why we have a very extensive reach. That is why we are formidable. That is why we get things done when we want to do that. That is why we have superior reasoning, superior argument, and that is why ultimately we prevail. There may be problems along the way. It doesn't matter how insurmountable it may seem, but eventually, ultimately, we overcome because we are the children of the light. We represent progress. We represent continuity of truth. We represent the irreducibility of righteousness. And we represent the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth. Everything possible will be done to disrupt our flow. Everything humanly possible will be done to interrupt. But are we resilient? Are we resolute? Are we determined? Are we indefatigable? The answer to all those is yes. Because we don't stop. Our enemies will get tired. Our enemies may falter, but we don't. We remain resolute. We remain determined. We remain focused on this ultimate prize, and that prize is how we are going to restore God's kingdom upon the face of the earth. That very place is Biafra. Some people don't understand what Biafra means. Some people don't appreciate what Biafra stands for. Some people cannot quite begin to comprehend the importance of serving Tukwu Abiam through Biafra. Some people don't yet realize that without Biafra, they are finished. It doesn't matter where you are. Without Biafra, you are not a human being. You are an animal in the zoological republic called Nigeria, created by the white man. There were some children arguing this afternoon, and I asked them a question. Who created the zoo called Nigeria? Do you know they couldn't answer? I am sure they are pondering what every other person is pondering at this point in time. Who created Nigeria is my question. For people supposedly from a part of the world that is thousands if not millions of years old, I am asking, who created the zoo called Nigeria? Therein lies the answer to all your problems. Because when something goes wrong, they say, go back to the beginning. From inception of the zoo, the foundation for self-destruction was sown. Who created Nigeria? That is the question. Any day you can come up with the answer, and in the process of coming up with the answer, you begin to look at the mess the people that are called Nigerians are in, you will understand how hopeless your situation is. You will understand that the zoo was designed to self-destruct. A white man came to Africa and created a country and said, you, from today, you are Nigerians. Every animal jumped up. Yeah, we are Nigerians. Because you are baboons and monkeys. I asked them again a very simple question, because my questions are not difficult. Can you tell me the rationale behind the notion of having a part of Badagry, Yoruba land? One part is in Niger, no, in Benin Republic, French. One part is in English. Can you please rationalize what is behind the partitioning of the people? Why is it that somebody from the Badagry side of the zoo called Nigeria will now travel all the way to Eket and say to somebody from Eket, oh, we are brothers and sisters. Whereas over you share the same drinking hole with somebody on the other side or called Benin Republic. Somebody needs to explain this to me, and I will try to clarify it once again. Can you please tell me why somebody from Badagry, Lagos, will travel all the way from Badagry to come to Munnochi and find a relative who doesn't speak the same language, who doesn't eat the same food, who doesn't dress the same way, who doesn't know the same God? Yoruba man, having abandoned the same Badagry person that speaks Yoruba, eats amala, that eats food with oil all the time, stew on top of it. There are women tie one piece wrapper. You leave somebody who speaks Yoruba, who does everything that you do, you run all the way to Munnochi to go come and look for your fellow Nigerian. I don't know if what I'm saying makes sense to people. These are the questions I ask Nigerians, and they cannot answer. Because any day you open your mouth and say, actually, we were created by Frederick Lugard, that day, as the words are coming out of your mouth, you begin to repent immediately. You see a different person begin to emerge. Whenever you want to debate with a monkey from the zoo called a Nigerian, please compel them to tell you how they were created. As soon as it comes out of their mouth, once they confess their sins, it was Frederick Lugard that created Nigeria. Before they finish it, you watch, look at their eyes very well. Something different happens to them. They come to their senses. They are like people who have been on drugs for a very long time. All of a sudden, by merely uttering the word of their creator, their God, Frederick Lugard, they change immediately. They acquire common sense and the capacity to reason. And then you have won the debate. Very simple. Don't discuss with baboons. Just tell them, can you tell me, if you want to humiliate them, tell them, just ask them, can you tell me where this Frederick Lugard, where does he come from? And then once they say he's a white man from Britain, you finish them off by asking them, are you therefore telling me that it is proper for a white man to come from Scotland to come down to this place and to create a country? Then he's finished. If you want to bury him, you go further and say to him, can you tell me who created Yoruba land? Can you tell me who created Awosa or Fulani? I mean, which event created Fulani people or Awosa people or Yoruba people? You cannot trace it, you see. Because the emergence of a nation is an organic process. People begin to coalesce around one culture, one value system for hundreds of years before they emerge as a nation and as a people. Did the zoo go through that? The answer is no. And I'm waiting for them. Those that will jump to America, I will flatten them. Because we are learned. America was simply operating a Greco-Roman Judeo-Christian value system, which was prevalent in Europe. It was designed by Europeans, executed by Europeans. That is the American model. Therefore, what they practice is essentially European. As simple as that. A modified version of the republicanism you have in France. Very neat and simple. So every avenue is covered in case you are tempted to ask silly questions. Because here you see, we happen to be educated. Not my fault that we're educated. This is Radio Bia. I ask them again. Those of you jumping up and down from Uguawasa, I'm a Nigerian. What did your own father say about the zoo, Nigeria? What did Ahmadu Bello say? Is it Bello? Ahmadu Bello or whatever his name is. What did Ahmadu Bello say? I keep saying Bello. I don't know why. Maybe that's his proper name. What did Ahmadu Bello say? The Sadwana of Sokoto about one Nigeria. I am going too far. What did Gowon say about the zoo, Nigeria, in 1966? Gowon opened his mouth and said, I don't know why I cannot interview these people. I don't know why, honestly. If I meet Gowon, I will ask him, what led you to declare that the basis for unity in Nigeria doesn't exist? Then after 48 hours, you change your mind to go to war with Biafra. Can you tell me? Because when people come to Radio Biafra, they become educated. They understand what is happening. When you come here and listen, you will learn. Why are we asking you not to vote? We are asking you not to vote that Biafra may come. But of course, people will refer to the traitor of our time, the criminal of this very age, the Ifajuna of our period, Uwazurike, and say, he said, we shouldn't participate in census. Don't you know that Chukwu Abiyama is great? Even in his evil, Chukwu Abiyama cannot show him the light. The thing to boycott is election. You don't boycott census. Census is irrelevant, of course. But there is a very massive difference. Now we are now educating the monkeys in the zoo, so you understand this. They say, I insult people. Why? You're an animal. Why would I insult you? Why would I not? Because you are pretending to be something that you're not, and I hate pretentious people. You're an animal pretending you're a human being. I can't respect you. Unless you reason like a human being. What you boycott is election. Election and census are not the same. You see, election is very unique because election involves giving people the consent to make decisions and laws on your behalf. In other words, mandate. I am giving you the permission to enact laws and implement them on my behalf. That is the difference. Census is just counting people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It doesn't matter. Even if everybody turned out for census, are you people not living in Sokoto, in Zamfara, in Maiduguri, in London? Are you not living in New York? Are you not living in Germany? It doesn't matter. You are scattered all over the world. Scattered all over the world. You are not in your villages. So it doesn't really matter anyway. It doesn't matter. These are the things you need to know. These are the things you need to learn. Unless you insist that if you're a resident in Kano, that you are counted as a Biafran in Kano, then it makes sense to me. Or else everything else is rubbish. You don't compare like with like. That is your problem sometimes. Election is different from census because census involves the surrendering of your mandate. To surrender your mandate. To become a human being living in a civilized society. That is something that you need to appreciate. That is something that you need to learn. What is the market now? As you know, everybody goes into the market to import rapper. That is the way we are. They have seen that they cannot be able to meet our very high standards. These people will pursue the way. They will go and try and create things to confuse you. If you allow yourself to be confused, that is your business. We are known as the indigenous people of Biafra. We don't add anything to it. No society, no community, no. Just indigenous people of Biafra, that's all. In our respective areas around the world, we hold family meetings. That is why we call it. People must understand we are grounded in what we are doing. They are called family meetings because we would not rise up one day and start kidnapping you, as Uwazurike is doing. We will not rise up one day and our man will phone somebody who's a freedom fighter and say, this man is causing us problems. Go and kidnap him. He will send mass up members and they will run and kidnap somebody. Am I lying? If I'm challenged, I will name people that you kidnapped, even many more. Where you kidnapped them and on what date, I can tell you that. These are freedom fighters. You know, anytime an Igbo man dabbles into something, you have difficulties. You know, we've never done freedom fighting before. Chukwu Abiyama fought our battles for us. Now our time has come. Because we abandoned Chukwu Abiyama and embraced Arusi Nnedi Chiche, both local and international. Local Arusi and international Arusi as well. We are God-fearing people. When we came to Biafra land, we met those called the people of the forest, the Bijango people. I'm now telling you about history. We met the Bijango people, who are the people of the forest today. They are only found in Guinea. They are original to Biafra land. We traveled and we came as travelers. We kept migrating until the ocean stopped us. Those people, they had conduits. Those people, they were idol worshippers. And our people intermarried with them. Exactly what you're doing today with the Yoruba people and ours. Exactly, you've done that before. And then we imbibed some of their rather heinous cultures and traditions. That is how you have a Mau and all the rest of it. They are not original to the children of God. The reason why you are created is to worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty. Nothing more, nothing less. Anything you are doing that doesn't give glory to heaven is not worth doing. That is who you are. Therefore, the Arusi you have, both the local one and the one the white man brought you with the Bible, they are all Arusi. Arusi Kobo. The only way to worship Chukwu Abiyama in truth and honesty is not to face anything made with hand. You worship heaven, you worship this very earth. Because as the Ezel said once and told the white man, everything around you is creation. Everything around you is the manifestation of the presence of the Most High God amongst men.
mission is Biafra freedom. Because when I was a kid, my mother cried for nothing but Biafra freedom. That shows me that my mother need nothing from me but Biafra freedom. You saying that something that Ojukwu did not achieve, how can we achieve it?
Radio Biafra has nothing to do with criminals. Radio Biafra has nothing to do with criminals. Our hands are clean. We are in court. I say what I say. If there is any politician anywhere on this planet Earth who is in heart to approach Radio Biafra, you drunk? I We drive away evil spirit and evil men and women. Nobody will dare to come to us. Are you drunk? Are you demented? This is Radio Biafra, for goodness sake. A sanctified entity of heaven. The very platform upon which the word of God is preached. You don't come to us. Are you drunk? No politician will come here. Are you foolish? We are the children of the Most High. We represent light. And we bring that light where there is darkness. You must understand that. No politician comes here. This is a politician-free zone. This is a zone where men of evil deeds cannot come to. Are you mad? That is why we say what we say with impunity. Nothing can happen when you get men. If you are not prepared to die for Biafra, you cannot be at my flank, my front, my back, my whatever. No, you cannot be. Some people are also saying that you are in London. You people are in London. And I said, I was in Biafra land 3 weeks ago and I was broadcasting all over Biafra land. Why didn't you call me then? I said, you are in Biafra land now. You are in Biafra land. You can't say that because you're a fool. You're an idiot. You know, you can't reason properly. Every successful revolution in the world has been fought from outside. For your in, no, some of you are not educated. I don't blame you. You go to school, you come out with a degree, you were on strike for 3.5 years. You went to school for 6 months. You wrote exams and you came out and you went to youth service. So I don't blame you. If you had actually taken your time to study revolution and freedom fighting, you will know that the leadership of, oh my God, what do you know? What do you know? That's why I call you monkeys, because you can't reason. Oh, come back here. Come back here. But I was there a few weeks ago. Why didn't you ask me then to come back?